This is Talking Business.
Joining me now is Vanessa Stoykov, who's the CEO of Evolution Media Group, which she also started. G'day, Vanessa.
Hi, Alan.
Thanks for coming in. Now, interesting career. You went to Gunnedah High and then found yourself in journalism, I think, and ended up doing a journalism degree, but you had a career in finance. And so I suppose the result of those two things was that you became a finance communicator. Is that a reasonable summary of what happened?
It's a pretty good summary, Alan. I did go to Gunnedah High and then did a journalism degree, applied for jobs like Equestrian Weekly, Trucking Weekly, and ended up in Investor Weekly. And so the die was cast.
And learned a lot from Greg Bright, I imagine.
I did. Greg was my first boss. And when I came to work for him, I said, I've always wanted to call my editor chief. Can I call you that? And he's like, yeah, okay. I don't care what you call me. And still to this day, I ring him and say, hey, chief. And he knows it's me because nobody else calls him that.
Yeah, but he's supposed to say, don't call me chief.
No, he went for it. So I worked for him and learned a lot and then went and worked for a few finance companies like CommBank and Zurich, and then ended up at a place called Equity Link, which was Brian Sherman and Lawrence Friedman, working for a woman called Uma Sananikone, who was their CEO. And that was pivotal for me because that's where I learned so much about boutique brands and I guess the importance of creativity in finance. So when I was 26, I decided to start Evolution Media.
And it seems to me what you must have also picked up at Equity Link and the other ones is that people really need some education. The ordinary people out there really don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you're
and
right,
you,
Alan.
And you developed a mission, I think, to educate them, which I think is not only commendable but really good idea.
Well, thank you. Well, I've said for a long time, money's sexy, so why is finance boring? So if I bring any skill set to the table, it was the fact that I could turn quite complex things into plain speak. I don't know if that's a skill or just, unfortunately, I'm not as clever as everyone in finance, but I've spent a lifetime trying to bring the industry closer to people because it's absolutely necessary that they engage with it, because money is such a pivotal part of people's lives. So hence starting the business, and 18 years later, here we are.
So, but when you started the business, what did you have in mind? What sort of business did you think it would be?
That's a good question. I had a launch party. I had $14,000 saved up to start the business, $10,000 of which I spent on a launch party where I had smoke
machines and lasers.
Yeah, story of my life, Alan. If anyone can teach people about money mistakes, it's me. So I had lasers, smoke machines, and because I knew everyone in finance, I invited a lot of CEOs. And little did I know, most of them were thinking, this is never going to work. But luckily, they didn't tell me that. So ignorance is bliss, and I thought I would start a public relations firm in finance. So I understood what stories were, having been a journalist, and I thought I need to create a way to get their language out there in a way that plain speak people will engage with. So that's how I started.
Right. So Evolution Media basically was then a public relations firm. I guess it still is, but you're much more into creating content now, aren't you?
Correct. So I sold the PR side of the business in 2010 to a company called Blue Chip, and really decided that content was the future. So I'd been to the Forrester Research Conference in New York. I saw something called slivercasting, which was niche content on the internet. And whilst our broadband wasn't there yet, like it was in the States, I really thought that was a way to make complex issues interesting. So I started doing a talk show with CEOs in finance. That was my first show. And then we started following financial advisors who were selling their business, which we called No More Practice. And that has turned into its own spin-off company. It's an education business, and we do education for AMP, CBA, Westpac. And we've got 22,000 subscribers who are financial advisors and accountants in the industry who subscribe to that now. So
what does it mean, doing education for them? What do you teach them?
Everything from practice management, so how to build a better business, investments. So we've got investment partners that we do plain speak education for on video, which is CPD accredited, so advisors can get their training points. We do everything from legislative updates with the FPA, thought leadership programs. So we have about 7 or 8 formats that we distribute to the industry and that the big houses license off us to educate the industry. So this is the first move by me now to move outside of just educating the industry inside out to outside in and trying to push people in through the industry to understand it. Hence our show on Channel 9, the Learn from the Money Masters.
Right. And tell us about that.
Well, we take a celebrity on an odyssey journey, Blair McDonough, who was on Big Brother and Neighbours, almost 40, has two properties, is now thinking, how do I grow wealth outside of property? So we take him to meet a leading financial advisor to look at his situation, and then we take him to meet top fund managers, so people like Care Nelson, organisations like UBS, Orbis, who else, Nico, Perpetual, so very big brand name houses who actually send us one of their fund managers to teach Blair about the art of investing outside of property.
And they don't just tell him to give them his money.
No, no. I mean, well, that's the joy of having me with the big stick there, right? So everything we do has editorial integrity, and it absolutely has to, or it doesn't pass as education. So what they're doing is trying to, I mean, it gets down to what is a share, what is a managed fund, what is a philosophy. So it's what the industry would call quite basic education, but for the everyday person, many people don't know this, and they don't, a lot of people don't want to admit they don't know it, or they don't realise they don't know it until they watch someone else go through it and ask the stupid questions that they wish they could ask.
And so that's what you're doing for Evolution Media now. So you're continuing the No More Practice business, right?
I am.
And that's basically a subscription business.
It is. So, and we've got a dedicated managing director in that, Marcus Field, who runs that business day to day. And we do licensing agreements with the big houses to get quarterly drops of CPD content. And then we do individual subscription to independent advisors and accountants who want to use us for their CPD training.
So just let's go back a bit, Vanessa. I mean, obviously, as you say, you were brought up in Gunnedah. What was it about coming from the country, do you think, that formed you? A lot of people say, oh, I'm just a country girl, you know, but what is it about that makes you who you are?
That's a good question, Alan. And look, I've reflected on that a lot lately because we went home for this TV show and shot in Gunnedah. So I took my whole crew back there and they're like, oh, wow, this is where you come from. There's literally one set of traffic lights. But Gunnedah taught me a lot about if you want something and you work for it, you'll get it. So my dad is a Serbian immigrant. He came out here with nothing, the underpants on him. He keeps telling that story to me. And sort of built a life here. My mum stayed home. But I had these parents who said, you can be anything if you work hard enough. And that combined with the fact that in the country, you don't really have people who have a lot more than you. So I think that kind of helped me in a way think, if I want to have all these things and get all these things and I work for it, I'll get it. But there wasn't anyone telling me I couldn't do it. And that was the benefit of the country, I think.
And I guess it also gave you an understanding of relatively unsophisticated people, people who going to benefit from financial education.
Yeah, real people. So, and that's what I'm passionate about, talking to real people. And I think it's a real challenge for our industry to get in mainstream press and to have these conversations with real people who are hearing very different messages about what's important to listen to. And, you know, a lot of people are operating in fear at the moment, fear of what's happening in the world, fear of not knowing what's happening on the political landscape. So to be able to plain speak to people and say there's an opportunity for you to have the future you want, here's some simple steps you can take to get there. I mean, I love doing that. That's my life's work.
Well, in fact, you're trying to protect people from being ripped off, I think, as well.
Well, certainly to try and teach them that financial advice has value. And I've found this to be really interesting because I've spoken to so many people lately, even in the media, who are like, I'm not interested in talking about financial advice or flogging advisors. And people think there's a real ulterior motive there. And sure, there have been many cases of bad behaviour in financial advice. But having worked in the industry for nearly 25 years now, there's also some very, very good advisors.
Yeah, but how do you find them? I mean, how do you pick the good from the bad?
Yeah, well, I've actually published a guide. I've launched my own website now, which is a plain speak guide that the FPA has written with us to say, here are the important questions to ask your advisor. And it's everything from how they get paid, how they'll charge you, what their education level is. So we've actually done a whole cheat sheet on this will help you identify who is a quality advisor.
Well, good idea. What's that called?
It's called How to Find the Right Financial Advisor, and it's on my website, vanessastoykov.com.
Very good. You got that, everybody?
Yeah, how do you spell Stoykov? That's the question.
Okay, well, you can do that. Go on.
Stoykov.
So vanessastoykov.com, and she'll tell you what questions to ask your financial advisor to weed out the good from the bad, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. The other thing we've got on the website is a free diagnostic, and it talks about, you know, I've developed this theory after understanding a lot of people's behaviour around money, and a lot of the time it's not what people don't know about money that holds them back, it's what they do know. So I really believe a lot of people need to unlearn money before they can truly learn how to build wealth. So we built a diagnostic tool on the website that people can take the free test to see what are the things they need to think about unlearning about money so they can get ahead.
That's great. Well, I think that's highly recommendable. And thanks very much for joining us here today, Vanessa.
Thanks, Alan. It's lovely to talk to you.
I've been talking to Vanessa Stoykoff, who's the CEO of No More Practice, Education and Group CEO of Evolution Media Group.